This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Patricia Wells, PATRICIAWELLS. Date of birth 04/25/1948. Date of appointment 1/18/2024. Requesting physician David Lai, DAVID LIU. Dear Dr. Lai, I have the pleasure of seeing Patricia Wells today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 75-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. She keeps falling when she is sitting in the wheelchair. Sometimes she woke up on the floor, never fell out of the bed. This started when her husband passed away. Memory is not good. She forget easily, remembering the husband. She is saying that her dead husband comes and visit her frequently. Husband passed away in March 29, 2023. She is having backache. Now she is wheelchair bound. She is sleeping okay, feels dizzy in the morning. Past medical history: atrial fibrillation, type 2 diabetes mellitus, anemia, heart failure, anxiety, COPD, depression, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, GERD, low back pain, allergic rhinitis, past surgical history unknown. Allergy, hydromorphone, penicillin, adhesive tape, CT scan, dye. Medication, hydrocodone, Lipitor 20 milligram daily, diclofenac sodium gel, Bisperon 5 milligram, Xarelto 20 milligram, Metformin, ferrous sulfate, Esomeprazole, Acetylcyclopram, Deltizim, Imiduron, Metformin, Cymbalta 60 milligram daily, Ventolin, Tylenol, Trilegy Ellipta, Ipratropium Albuterol, Lasix, social history, former smoker, does not drink alcohol, family history, COPD, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ears, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a frequent fall, depression, anxiety, memory issue, difficulty walking, physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft wall sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination, she scored 28 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decrease pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Patient is in a wheelchair and refused to walk or stand. Assessment and plan: 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, frequent fall. Number 4, mild cognitive impairment. Number 5, generalized weakness. Number 6, insomnia. Number 7, dizziness. Number 8, anxiety. Number 9, depression. Next paragraph. Her generalized weakness is due to not motivated to move. She has a mild evidence of peripheral sensory neuropathy. Encourage her to walk with the help of walker and the aid. May need physical therapy and gait training. She needs reduction of the weight also. Consider starting Seroquel 25 mg daily if not tried before. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Seroquel dose can be increased if necessary. She may need the Aricept later. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.